Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, show sponsor Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Leah Vasitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Dalet. The Gemara in the beginning of Amud Aleph brings, the Rebbe had two stomas that seemed to contradict each other. Stoma in the beginning of Masech Shavuos, and stoma later in the Masechta. And the Gemara says, the Rebbe in the beginning, he held one way, and therefore he said stoma. Then he changed his mind. But the reason he didn't go back to the first Mishnah and erase it, is because Mishnah Leizozom Im Koimoy. Rashi explains the reason Mishnah is doesn't mean is because the Talmidim got used to it already. They already know this Mishnah. So to come and change the Nusach of the Mishnah, we don't change it. We just say another stomach to clarify the Rebbe changed his mind. Interesting enough, this is the Kud of the Yad Malachi, who brings the Kol HaShas, says this is not only in Shas, it's also by the Poiskim. Many times the Poiskim are going to bring something in one place. And even though later they'll change their mind, they won't go back to fix the first thing they said. And he brings an example, the Kesset HaGedoyla and Ibn Ezra, Simon Kuf Yutes, on the Kores HaTur, he brings a question on the Bishoyse, if the Bishoyse seek to contradict himself, then in one place he brings the sheet of the Rashbo, and then in another place he brings the sheet of the Rambam that argues. So says the Kesset HaGedoyla, that when he was learning the first sugi, he didn't know, he didn't realize the Rambam was speaking about the sugi because it's talking about something a little different. And he realized that only when he reached the next siman, and he didn't go back to erase the Rashba that he mentioned in the first place, either because he forgot, that's what the Kesset HaGedoyla says, or because you have a day in the Mishnah Rishayinu Leizozomim Koimo. Now here, but the Poiskim, it's a little hard to understand this. But the Poiskim, it doesn't sound like Rashi says that the Talmidim already got used to it, and it's very hard to change. Poiskim, you talk about the Pashtas, these Sfarim came out in one shot, especially the Simonim and Ibn Ezra of the Shulchan Aruch. He put it out together. Why didn't he go back and correct what if he made a mistake? So if you look at the Shlo in one place, at Tur Shepal Peh, in the cloud-based Rebbe, he brings the way Rashi says over here, Mishnah Lezozim Mekoimo, because you don't want to tell Medim to make a mistake. He brings another example to it, that sometimes you find the Mishnah, they mention the Talmid before the Rebbe. How can it be? The Rebbe should come before the Talmid. It says the Talmid that you mentioned is what the Talmid heard from his Rebbe when the Rebbe was young. Then the Rebbe changed his mind. So then afterwards you say the Rebbe, but Mishnah Lezozim Mekoimo. But then the Shlo in Maseches Shavuos, Torah Or Yoyot Samech Gimel, seems to say another thing. He starts by speaking about when we have to be Mesaris Sakro, we have to change the order of the Pasuk. Says the Shlo, we have to change the order of the Pasuk in order for us to understand it. But if we really understand the Pasuk, we'll know that we don't have to change the order. Meaning, we should be able to understand the Pasuk without Sirus if we really understand what the Pasuk means. Because we're a little further away, so we have to change the order of the Pasuk. But the way the Pasuk was written, there's a reason for it. The Torah is not written by Mikro with mistakes. Continues the Shlo and says the same thing in Mishnah and in Gemara. Whenever it says Chesuri Mechser V'Achitani, it's not Stam, there was a mistake over here. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he wrote the Mishnah, he wrote it Beruach HaMkodesh, Ovemetzilus Loshoin Mufchor V'Omoik Omoik Arom Mosboi. There's Oimik Lefim Oimik in every Mishnah. And that's why, if there's a Chesur Mechser, it's not really Chesur Mechser, it's just for us to explain it, but really there's Oimik over here the way it is. Based on this Shlo, we can add another Deher, another understanding, and what it means, Mishnah Loizozom Im Koimoi. It's not just the fact that technically I don't want to change it because the Talmidim will get mixed up. But a Mishnah that was written by Ruach HaKodesh, even though maybe Rebbe figured out to change his mind, we don't change the Lashon. If it was written that way, there's a reason why it was written that way. And it's similar to the famous Tumim that we spoke about in the past. The Tumim, Kitzur, Tok Vakoy, and Simen, Kuv Chav Gimel, Kuv Chav Dalet. There he says that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Miskabel, the Sifrei HaPsak of Am Yisrael, they're all written by Ruach HaKodesh. And then he goes on to say that nobody could say, I don't pass like Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, if I have another poiskim, I want to go with other poiskim. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, when they're written in such a high level of Ruach HaKodesh, Seata Dishmaya, that we go with that psak. This recording is being done in the city of Krakow. Today, I was zoiche to visit the Shul of the Ramah. So I feel you're coming out of the Shul of the Ramah and talking about the Maila of the Torah Ramah. And you merely putting all this together, when you have the Mishnayos, you have the Gemaras, you have the Poiskim that we go to Oirom, there's a special Ruach HaKodesh Siyata Yishmaya for things to be written a certain way. And if there's something that seems to be like a mistake, we leave it there because there's a special Ruach HaKodesh for it to be written that way. I have to explain why we change our mind, but there's some limud to learn from the way it was written. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.